Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner, broadcasting from Fool Global Headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia. I hope you're having a lovely summer weekend. We're here each week to talk about the motley world of business and investing. On today's show, an encore presentation of an interview we did with Blue Nile CEO Mark Vadon. Blue Nile is, of course, a leading online retailer of jewelry, diamonds, engagement rings, and wedding rings. It's competing with the likes of Tiffany's and other offline powerhouses. Blue Nile is a company and a stock that I've recommended in the past. We'll also talk with baseball marketer Mike Vec. Always fun to have Mike on the show. His many promotions have included Disco Demolition Day, Enron Night, and, yes, MimoVision. But we begin this week's show by asking the question that's on a lot of minds lately. When it comes to interest rates, is there an inverted yield curve? Okay, so maybe you haven't been framing the question exactly that way, but it is a question on the mind of our Fool Radio economics contributor and Naked Economics author, Charlie Whelan. He joins us from the NPR Bureau in Chicago, Illinois. Charlie, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you.
Charlie, what is an inverted yield curve, and why are you making us talk about it?
Well, it's not quite inverted yet. I'd say it's flat, but there's been talk about it getting potentially inverted. Basically, the yield curve is the curve you get when you plot the interest rate charged for loans at different lengths of maturity. So if you were to plot out, say, the interest rate on the 3-month Treasury bill, and then the 3-year Treasury note, and then the 10-year bond, and the 30-year bond, in a normal environment, that interest rate would go up over time and you'd see a climbing yield curve. At present, it's surprisingly flat and you don't have to pay a whole lot more to borrow money for a 30-year horizon than you do even for a 3-year horizon. That's very surprising.
It is surprising, and as I know, as you've taken pains to point out, we are not yet inverted. We're just talking about sort of a flattish yield curve, which again, for listeners just tuning in, we're talking about what it looks like to show interest rates at different points. So you take out your 3-month CD or your 15-year bond, and it turns out, surprisingly, you're getting about the same interest rate no matter how long you're willing to lend your money to somebody today. Do you think that the yield curve will invert? If so, what is the catalyst?
My guess is it's probably just going to stay flattish as it is now. But just to put some numbers to the concept, I looked at the numbers this morning. If you look at a 10-year bond, U.S. government bond, The interest rate is about 4%, 4.04%. If you look at the 30-year bond, so for 20 more years you're giving somebody money, the interest rate is only 4.3%. So basically, for the privilege of borrowing an extra 20 years, you only have to pay about an extra quarter of a basis point, which is really remarkable when you think about the added risk we would assume to an investor who's going to lock up money for an extra 20 years.
Mm. So to close, Charlie, let's say I want to impress my friends at tonight's cocktail party. How about showing me how I can use the phrase inverted yield curve in a sentence?
Well, I think you could say that there are now prescription medicines that will help you with your inverted yield curve. And people will nod and move on, perhaps, to the food. I think what you might do is, talk about what we think might be going on here. And I think the reason it usually costs more to borrow in the long run is somebody who's loaning you money faces a couple risks. One is the inflation risk, and certainly the risk of inflation getting out of control over 30 years as opposed to 3 months is a much more serious risk. Mm-hmm. And they also face an opportunity cost. They're locking up by loaning you money for 30 years. It means 30 years that they can't do something else with that money. So I think we can take it one step further and say, given this flat yield curve, what does it tell us about what people are seeing on the horizon? The good news is they're not seeing much inflation at all. I think that we've really beat the inflation out of the system, and the reason people are willing to loan money so cheaply for so long is they don't think we're going to see a creeping up of inflation. But the bad news is they don't see a big opportunity cost either. And what it says is if they're willing to loan you money for 30 years at 4.3%, they think over that 30-year horizon there aren't a whole lot of other investments that they're going to do better with. That means the stock market, it means new business development, so on. And that has to mean that they think the economic prospects around the world are not so great.
Charlie, thank you for your time.
Always a pleasure.
Charlie Whelan is the author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. He joined us from the NPR Bureau in Chicago, Illinois.